with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the order for the Woodchucks here in the top of inning five to face a new pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. That is the left-hander Jacob Smoove. Woodchucks 10, Rafters nothing from historic Witter Field. 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wausau. No runs, no hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Witter Field press box. Your home for all 70 games this summer is right here on Locally Grown Radio. It is the home debut for Jacob Smoove, left-hander firing a first-pitch ball down low to Vance Sheahan. Last time out, one inning pitched, two hits allowed. A run, it wasn't earned against Wausau back on the 19th on the road. It's the 1-0. Fastball in the air, right field. That sends Orlando Lordoy back out in front of the track to make the catch. One up, one down for Smoove here in the fifth. Jacob walked one, did not strike out a Woodchuck on the seven he faced in that ball game. Three innings pitched in three appearances so far this year for the Southpaw, a 12 ERA and a 4 whip. Had allowed 5 unearned runs at Kalamazoo on July 14th, and his first outing in the Northwoods League was at Wausau. Threw an inning and allowed 4 earned in that 20-3 loss for Wisconsin Rapids back on July 7th. First pitch in the lefty-on-lefty battle, the Val Serna Jr. is on the outside corner for a cold strike. Serna Jr. has reached twice in the ball game, hit by a pitch in the first, and an RBI double in the third. The 0-1 hit in the air, shallow left. Walker Buchanan coming in, Kyler McIntosh drawing out. It is Buchanan to make the catch. Two up, two down for the Southpaw Smoove. The batter is Max Galvin, who has reached in two of his three trips to the plate in the contest. Galvin, an RBI single back in the third, hit by a pitch to lead off the previous inning. 8 in the third, 2 in the second for the Woodchucks in the final regular season matchup between the two teams this summer. The first pitch from Smoove. This is out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Line done for Dakota Crumbly, the right-hander from Walters State, making his Witter Field debut. 35 pitches thrown, an inning and a third, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, and 2 punch-outs. The 1-0 fastball on the outer edge called a strike to even the count on Galvin. Travis Lutz still out on the mound for Wausau. 4 no-hit innings for the Peoria, Illinois native. First base side of the rubber, deep breath from Smoove, the 1-1. Fouled back by Galvin in the hole here against the third Rafter pitcher in this ballgame. Max Brigham on deck, Bryce Hubbard to follow. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the air left field. Buchanan back in front of the warning track. He camps underneath to make the catch and retire the side. A 1-2-3. Top of the fifth inning for Jacob Smoove. We head to the home half right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Woodchucks 10, Rafters nothing on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park. with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick thought about a word you may have heard recently, shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is when companies give us less of something but charge us the same or even more. Cottonelle and Charmin toilet paper, Dawn Ultra dish soap, Crest toothpaste, Gain detergent, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's peanut butter cups. You are not hallucinating. There really are fewer Fritos in that bag because now it has 9.25 ounces instead of 9.75 ounces in it. Now, some U.S. politicians are talking about reining in these companies. In France, companies that shrinkflate food over there, they have to say so on their packages. You know, I'd love to see that over here too, just so I know what I'm paying for and I know when I'm paying less. If you want to help me and the millions of other Work Money members hold these companies accountable, join us. It's free. You can sign up at workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom five here in Rapids. The first pitch from Travis Lutz to Orlando Lordoy misses up for ball one. 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wausau, no runs, no hits, and an error for Rapids as Lordoy fouls the 1-0 pitch back to the screen. Andy Ockham on WFHR. Another day, another Raptors ball game here in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Lordoy hit by a pitch, his only other time up in the second inning. Swinging away at the 1-1, he'll deposit a base hit into left field. That is the first hit of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids. Orlando Lordoy swinging a hot stick as aboard to lead off this bottom of the fifth inning. Make it five straight games with a hit for Lordoy, and the batter is Cashel Duggar. Cashel Duggar went down swinging to end the second inning, his only other time up today. He's 0 for 1. First hit allowed by Travis Lutz on his 52nd pitch. First delivery to Cashel misses outside for ball one. Cancel the postgame show, as they all like to say. No hit bid done for Wausau. 1-0. Duggar fouls this one back. Count evens. How about Jacob Smoot? 8 pitches in his Witterfield debut. A 1-2-3 top of this fifth inning. A breath of fresh air after the Raptors had allowed 10 runs in the previous two innings. 8 in the third, 2 in the fourth. The 1-0 will have to wait a pickoff move over to first to check in on Lordoy. McIntosh on deck, Ben Lloyd to follow. The 1-1. All the way down the third base side by Duggar. Count now a ball and two strikes. Back to the good old Northwoods League scoreboard. 4-1 Traverse City at Kokomo, top seven between the Pit Spitters and the Jackrabbits. It's the 1-2. This is outside. Softball division, Madison hosting Mankato. The Nightmares currently leading the Habaneros in the top of the seventh from Warner Park. 10-6 the score. The 2-2. Fouled back by Duggar to keep the count here. Final in Minot, the Honeybees get their 8th win of the season over on the softball side, defeating the Lacrosse Steam 10-0. From Corbett Field. Bottom six, the Kingfish have a lead over the Mallards. 3-1 the score there. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Kenosha. 1's across the board, a hit, a run, and an error for Madison as the 2-2 is swung on and missed. Duggar down on strikes. It'll bring up Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh a fly out to left field, his first at-bat of the battle to begin the third. How about 17 runs in Copeland Park just in the bottom of the fourth inning? Lacrosse leading the Express 11-6. The Loggers put up 9 in the home half of the first. Righty on righty battle. Lutz set the first delivery to McIntosh, misses low. Bottom five at Wade Stadium. Duluth leading Thunder Bay 5-2. Green Bay a big lead in the bottom of the fourth at Moonlight Grand Field. 7-1 Rockers over the Chinooks. A 1-0 swung on and missed. An awkward cut there from McIntosh to even the count. Fond du Lac looking to sweep the series at home against Kalamazoo before the Growlers come here to Wisconsin Rapids. Dock Spiders 4, Growlers 1, bottom 6 from Hare Baker Field. Top 4 on ESPN Plus in Minnesota from ISG Field. The Mankato Moondogs trailing the Minot Hot Tots 9-1. Bottom 6 in Bismarck. The Larks falling behind by 2 runs against the Rochester Honkers. 5-3 the score. 1-1. Driven in the air center field on a line, but right at Max Galvin. He will make the catch for the second out. Ben Lloyd, the second baseman, drew a 6-pitch walk in his first Witterfield plate appearance in the third inning. Top of the order on deck, Mason Onati. First pitch to Lloyd, fouled straight back. Top two were underway at Dickinson Baseball Field. The Badlands Big Sticks leading the St. Cloud Rocks 4-2. The Rocks 11 games over 500 in the second half at 18-7. Get more to the standings in about an inning or so across the league outside of the Great Lakes West as the 0-1 to Lloyd misses outside. 4-5-6 due up in the bottom. I should say in the top of inning six, Colin Brigham, Bryce Hubbard, Sam Fisher. The 1-1 will have to wait a pickoff move in order over to first to give Lordoy a look. Orlando, the only Rafter to reach twice today. Single to begin this inning, collect the first hit of the ball game for Wisconsin Rapids. Another pickoff move from Lutz prior to the 1-1. The NIU Husky awaiting the 1-1 with 12 on the pitch clock. He takes ball one low. Take ball two low to make it 2-1. Ball downstairs. 90 on that fastball from Lutz. The 2-1 swung on and missed by Lloyd. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2, two outs, Lordoy on first. Travis Lutz looking for 5 scoreless here tonight at Witterfield. The payoff pitch, he got him swinging on a breaking ball. One left on, one over the minimum faced here for Lutz in the fifth. We head to the top of inning 6 here in Wisconsin Rapids. Woodchucks 10, Rafters nothing right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top six here in Wisconsin Rapids, 10-0 Woodchucks over the Rafters for Christmas in July, the final day of July, right here on WFHR. First pitch from Jacob Smoot to Colin Bregman, hit in the air to left field. It'll touchdown foul just past the line. Andy Ockham on WFHR, thanking you so much as always for hanging out with us, spending some time here for Rafters Radio all season long. Rafters sent four to the plate in the home half of the fifth. Left a leadoff single from Orlando Lordoy on the bases. The 0-1. Breaking ball, having to duck out of the way. That one is Bregman to even the count at 1-1. It is Hubbard on deck, Sam Fisher to follow. Smoot's 1-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It's now 1-2. Smoot threw eight pitches, working a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning against these Woodchucks. It was after Wausau put up 10 runs in the third and fourth innings combined. The 1-2 from the left-hander. Breaking ball, fouled straight back. Rafter fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 1-2. Pulling that fastball, Smoot missing well outside to make it 2-2. So the Rafters in the bottom of inning six will bring up Onati, Teal, and Degatti. Third time around their order, chasing 10 runs. Smoot, a deep breath with 11 on the pitch clock, comes set, the 2-2. Fastball, dribbled out, swinging bunt down the third base side. Degatti gloves, the throw to first is high. Bregman would have beaten it anyways. He turns the corner and heads to second on the errant throw from the Nova Southeastern product, Jorge Degatti. It's an infield single for Bregman. He'll advance to second on a throwing error. Don't forget, Rafter fans, when booking your stay to the Rapids area this summer, your place to stay is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small-town values, at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. The first pitch to Bryce Hubbard from Smoot. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. The next delivery, foul tip into the glove of Duggar. Hubbard in the ball game, an infield single. Should say, reached on an error in the third. Other than that, a couple of strikeouts. Smoot looks back to second, the next pitch. This is outside. This will be Smoot's 10th pitch of the inning right here. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Wausau, no runs on a hit, and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A 2-1. It's in the outside corner for ball three. Looking to avoid putting two on with nobody out here is Smoot. Rocks and fires. Dribbled on the ground to first, backhanded Arroyo, hustling to the back. Chris will take it himself. Three unassisted goes Hubbard, advancing to third on the putout is Brigham. That's where he'll stay for Sam Fisher. Fisher 0 for 3, went down swinging in the second and third innings. Last time up a grounder to short in the four. Smoot's first pitch. Called a strike on Fisher. Down-lefty battle, the nothing-and-one delivery from the Texas native. This is down in the dirt for ball one. On deck, Max Solis Jr., Christian Smith-Johnson to follow. The 1 delivery, laced foul down the left field line out into the rafter. Bullpen count evens 2-2 on the FIU infielder, Sam Fisher. Talk about those standings. We can look at them right now besides the Great Lakes West here in the second half. Great Lakes East currently led by the 16-10 Traverse City Pit Spitters. They're half a game up on the 15-10 Kalamazoo Growlers. So that's a big series for Kalamazoo coming here to Rapids the next 2 days. The 2-2 delivery misses outside. Rockford in third, a game out at 15-11. Doesn't necessarily matter for the Rivets. They won the first half. So Kalamazoo and Traverse City could be fighting 1v1 for a chance to play Rockford in the opening round of the playoffs. Royal Oak, 3 under .500 at 12-15, and they're 4.5 back of first place. Also being 4.5 back are the 11-14 Kenosha Kingfish. Six out of first at 10-16 are the Battle Creek Battlejacks, and Kokomo bringing up the rear at 7 wins and 18 losses, 8.5 behind Traverse City. The 3-2 to Sam Fisher from Jacob Smoot. Fastball driven left center. In the gap, Buchanan giving chase. He's unable to get it. Big turnaround first for Fisher. He'll pull up the brakes and head back. There it is, an RBI single for Sam Fisher to make it 11-0 Wausau. One out, runner on first for Max Solis Jr. Talk about the Great Lakes West entering tonight. In the Great Plains East, won in the first half by the La Crosse Loggers. They're second to last right now. 7.5 out of first place at 7-18. The only team behind them, the 36-game traveling team who will be here next week in Rapids. That is the Minnesota Mud Puppies. First pitch to Solis Jr. Fastball in there for a called strike. Solis has reached in all three of his plate appearances today. All walks, so no official at-bat yet for the DH in Houston, Texas native. Looking at first, Smoot, the 0-1. Chop back above the mound, right behind second base. Lloyd will glove, take it to the bag himself, and throw it to first in time. That is an inning ending 4-3 double play. Another run added here in the top of the sixth. Smoot faces one over the minimum. It is an RBI single off the bat of Samuel Fisher. We head to the bottom half of inning six. Two up for Wisconsin Rapids, top of the order. Mason Onati, Aiden Teal, and Jorge Degatti right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was...
Camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
First pitch to Mason Onati in the bottom of inning six from a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Wausau Woodchucks. That's the right-hander from Kaiser, Jake Malloy. Andy Ockham, WFHR, thanking you so much as always for tuning into some Rafter Baseball here this summer. 11 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Woodchucks, no runs on a hit, and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Onati in the ballgame, 0-for-2, a pop out to second in the first. He struck out swinging in the third. 1-1 breaking ball from the right-hander misses outside. Line done for Travis Lutz, the Peoria, Illinois native from Bradley. Allowed one hit, walked two, struck out seven on 66 pitches thrown. 2-1 to Onati, popped up, foul territory, first base side. Plenty of room for Colin Brigham out near the first base coach's box to make the catch. Last four batters retired in this Rafter order. Going to bring up Aiden Teal. Teal 0-for-2, a flyout to left field back in the first inning. Struck out swinging to end the third. Saw a Kaiser product finish out the pitching for Wausau yesterday. That being the right-hander Logan Butler. Kaiser, the school where Corey Thompson, the field manager of the Woodchucks, coaches at. First pitch to Teal misses outside. Malloy from Boynton Beach, Florida. Prior to Kaiser, played at Southern New Hampshire. It's a 6-2 right-hander. The 1-0. Teal drives it in the air. Right field, Smith Johnson back. It is gone. Aiden Teal gets the Rafters on the board here in the bottom of inning six. 11-1 the score. Number six on the season for Teal brings up Jorge Degatti. Just 357 feet off the bat of Teal. A laser over that Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa sign on the right field wall as the first pitch to Jorge Degatti misses for ball one. A 1-0. Another off-speed, the inside corner called a strike. Degatti 0-for-1, two trips today. Walked in the first, grounded out to second, last time up to lead off the fourth. For Malloy in 2024 at Kaiser, appeared in 13 games, five starts. Ended the season with a 3-1 record as the 2-1 to Degatti fouled back. Shout out my main man, Dawson Wolf, punching his yard card there on Aiden Teal. And I believe that puts Dawson in the lead this season. How about that for the Oklahoma Sooner behind the scenes on the television side as the 1-2 misses down in the dirt. I should say 2-2 missing low, Degatti working it full. I've yet to click mine. My pick today, Mason Onati. Chris Arroyo, the selection for Abby Look, and that's a very good choice, seeing how Chris has swung the bat these last couple of days. Cashel Duggar for Griffin Furcus. Orlando Lordoy, or as Colin Kapoor likes to call him, Orlando Lordinger. It's the 3-2 delivery hitting the foul territory down the first base side. Catch made by Colin Brigham for the second out. Last but certainly not least, Joe Diedrich going with Jorge Degatti. Here is Chris Arroyo, who's 0 for 2 in the contest. He popped out to short to end the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Going to extend the inning here for Rapids. First delivery to Arroyo, a fastball that's right in there for a called strike. Buchanan on deck, Lordoy to follow. The 0-1. Breaking ball ripped on a hot shot to second, down to his knees to field it is Val Serna Jr. He'll throw to first in time. 4 cents to the plate here for Rapids in the bottom of inning six. How about Aiden Teal leaving the yard for the sixth time this season to get Wisconsin Rapids on the board? 11-1 the score. We head to the top of the seventh right here from Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top seven here in Rapids, Woodchucks 11, Rafters 1 on WFHR. Jacob Smoot back to the mound, facing the 8-9-1 spots in the Wausau order this inning. 11 runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Woodchucks, a run on 2 hits and 2 errors for your Rafters. Andy Ockham for game 60 of Rafter Baseball this summer right here on Local League Roan Radio. Smith Johnson, 1 for 2, 3 plate appearances in the ballgame. First pitch swinging in the air, left field. Buchanan giving chase in front of the Skyward sign. He's unable to make the catch. He takes the spill in left center. Smith Johnson around the second base bag. He'll retreat back there. A leadoff double from Christian Smith Johnson. Batter is Jake Berkland. Not the first time Buchanan has taken a spill in left field this season. Back in Waterloo, had some difficulties out on the warning track. Was able to get up and keep Smith Johnson to a double. That's Smith Johnson's second double of the ball game and his fourth of the season. Berkland has reached twice and scored twice today. First pitch from Smoot. On the inside corner is there for a strike. Aiden Teal, home run number 6 of the season for the Mahwah, New Jersey native from the University of Virginia. Got the Rafters on the board half an inning ago. Top of the order on deck, Vance Shaham. Smoot looks back to second. A and he'll disengage off the rubber with three on the clock. Polaris, the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, 2 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 8 earned runs, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts on 74 pitches for Kenji as the 0-1 misses low and inside on Berkland. Then it was an inning and a third from Dakota Crumbly in his Winterfield debut, 35 pitches thrown. 2 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. The 1-1. This is downstairs for ball two. Smoot working in his third inning out of the stable. He's been efficient thus far, that being just his 30th pitch. Down to the count, 2-1 on the right-handed hitting left fielder Jake Berkland. 5 on the clock, looks back to second twice, here it comes. This is up and away for ball three. 5-6-7, due up for Wisconsin Rapids in the seventh. Buchanan, Lordoy, and Duggar. Smoot's 3-1. Driven to right center. It's going to dunk down in front of Lordoy for a base hit. Smith-Johnson breaking for the plate. The throw is up the third baseline. It gets by Duggar to second is Jake Berkland. RBI base hit for Berkland, and he's in scoring position. It is now 12-1 Woodchucks. Vance Shahan to the box with a runner in scoring position. Talk about those standings an inning ago. We're on the Great Plains East, and it's currently the Duluth Huskies leading in the second half. 14 wins, 10 losses. They're a game up on the second place, 13-11. Eau Claire Express, as well as the 13-11 Thunder Bay Border Cats. Rochester at 13-12 is a game and a half out. Waterloo at 12-14, 3 back. Lacrosse struggling through 25 second half games, 7-18, but they already clinched the first half, so they're ready to roll for playoff baseball. First pitch to Shahan in the air left center. Buchanan and Teal in the gap. They both have lost it in the lights. It's going to fall down between the two of them. It's going to go down as a base hit for Shahan. They're on the corner. Still nobody out here in the seventh. Minnesota rounding out that Great Plains East division at 3-9 and 5 out. Great Plains West led by the St. Cloud Rocks. I mentioned them being in 11 games over 500 entering tonight at 18-7, and it's a commanding 2.5-game lead, both on the 16-10 Mankato Moondogs and Wilmer Stingers. Wilmer won the first half, though. Mankato has got more to play for. Minot right behind the two of them at 10-15, 8 back of first. Bismarck at 9-16 or 9.5 back. Should say 9 back, and Badlands is 9.5 back at 8-16. Count 1-0 to begin here on Val Cerna Jr. Val's reached twice today, hit by a pitch in the first, RBI double in the third. Smoot set, here comes the 1-0. Fastball missing down in the dirt, blocked by Duggar for ball two. Warming up in the Rafter bullpen, that's the right-hander, Josh Opiola. Joined the team today. He's finished up his freshman year at Bryant and Stratton College, Stevens Point, Wisconsin native. The 2-0 to Cerna Jr. Lined up the middle and through. Berkland scores, Shahan to second. It's an RBI single from Val Cerna Jr. to make it a 13-1 game. Four up this inning, 4 hits, and the batter is Max Galvin. Imagine Josh Opiola going to start getting hot in a hurry. Lefty on lefty battle here with the Coral Gables Florida native stepping into the box. First pitch to Galvin, misses down and out for ball one. Last time these two teams will square off here in the regular season. The 1-0 from Smoot. Fast ball fouled back by Galvin to even the count. Another big Woodchuck lead here at Witter Field this summer. Smoot looking to generate a ground ball off the bat of Galvin here. Look back to second for Smoot. He does it twice for the 1-1. Galvin in the air left field. Shallow. Buchanan coming in. McIntosh drawing out. It is Walker Buchanan to make the catch. First out of the inning, and the batter is Colin Brigham. Colin Brigham, a two-run homer back in the fourth inning. A Smithton, Illinois native, that was his sixth of the season. Also an infield single to lead off the previous inning and scored. An RBI single and scored back in the third. 3-for-4 today is the Oklahoma State Cowboy. First pitch from Smoot to Brigham, a breaking ball missing up and away for ball one. Hubbard on deck, Fisher to follow. A slew of lefties to face Smoot. We'll see how much longer his leash is here. The 1-0. In on the hands, Brigham taps it foul out in front of the Woodchuck dugout down the first base side. 13 runs on 14 hits now for Wausau with no errors. Raptors a run on 2 hits and 2 errors. The final game here in July. Smoot, middle of the rubber, gives looks to all the bags for the 1-1. Brigham, soft tapper on the ground to short, charging in McIntosh. The only play is the first, and he'll fire one over there in time. 6-3 put out of Brigham. Runners are on second and third with two down here in the top of the seventh for Bryce Hubbard. Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears are going to try and let Jacob Smoot complete 3 innings tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. Hubbard a couple of punch-outs, scored back in the third, and his last time up an inning ago, grounded out 3 unassisted over to Chris Arroyo at first base. First pitch to Hubbard once again on the ground at first. Arroyo gloves, he's going to sprint to the bag and take it himself in time. Back-to-back innings, 3 unassisted for Hubbard to retire the side. 2 more put up here for Wausau on the seventh. They send 7 to the plate, and they lead it 13-1. It is stretch time at Witter Field right here on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Walker Buchanan to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Post stretch here from Witter Field. Woodchucks 13, Rafters 1. 13 runs, 14 hits. And no errors for the Woodchucks. A run on 2 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. One inning for Jake Malloy tonight is all he will get. One hit allowed, an earned run. No walks, no punch outs, 14 pitches thrown. Seth Clausen out of the University of Minnesota, the junior at 6'1", is the new tosser in the ballgame for the visitors. It's the first pitch to Walker Buchanan. This is outside for ball one. The Bettendorf, Iowa right-hander, an inning and a third last time out at Green Bay on July 26th. And that 7-6, Woodchuck loss as the 1-0 delivery fouled foul down the first base side. 95 on that fastball from the right-hander. Rafters picked up their lone run of the ballgame an inning ago. Bottom six, a solo jack from Aiden Teal, number six on the season for the Virginia Cavalier. 8-1-1. Fastball in on the hands. Buchanan fouls it away yet again down the first base side. Lordoy on deck. Duggar to follow. Eight in the third, two in the fourth, one in top six, two in top seven for the Woodchucks. The 1-2. Fastball fouled back again by Buchanan. Three innings of work for Jacob Smoot out of the pen tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. See if his line is final. He had Josh Opiola warming up in the bullpen during that top of the seventh inning. The 1-2 got him chasing in the dirt. Buchanan going after that breaking ball, and it's the first out of the inning. Orlando Lordoy, the lone Rafter to reach twice in this ballgame, was hit by a pitch in the second, singled to lead off the bottom of the fifth in his last time up. It was 9-4 Rafters last night from Athletic Park. You heard it right here on WFHR. 12 hits for Wisconsin Rapids. Wausau 4 runs and 11 hits. It's the first pitch fastball. Right down the chute to Lordoy. It's called a strike. Raptors will reset for tomorrow night's game against Kalamazoo. The 1st of August here at 6:35 first pitch. 0-2 ground ball. Left side of the infield. Gloved by Van Shea and the shortstop. He'll throw to first in time. Two up, two down for Clausen. Here in the bottom of inning 7. Cashel Duggar 0-2 with a pair of punch-outs tonight. The Castle Pines Colorado native will look to extend this inning for the Rafters. The bottom third of the Rafter order for the third time around. First pitch fastball missing outside to Duggar for ball one. When we get to the top of the eighth, 6-7-8 will be due up for Wausau. Sam Fisher, Max Solis Jr., and Christian Smith Johnson. Heading the count is Cashel. 18 on the pitch clock. The 1-0 fastball broken. Bat speared to first. That one is caught by Colin Brigham to retire the side. 1-2-3, seventh frame for Seth Clausen. We head to the eighth here at Witter Field. Woodchucks 13, Rafters 1, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. ProSeamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. That is the Bryant Stratton College product from Stevens Point, Josh Opiola. 6-7-8. Have a sidearm release from the right-hander. Count 2-0 on Sam Fisher to begin this inning. Opiola, his freshman season at Bryant and Stratton, 16 appearances, a 1-1 record. It's a 1-3 record as the 2-0 pitch to Fisher. Rolled to the right side of the infield and threw for a base hit. 22 2/3 innings pitched, a save picked up for Opiola as well, had an ERA at 5.16. Now 13 runs on 15 hits for Wausau, no errors, and a run on 2 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, back here in the Winterfield Press Box. Jacob Smoot's line is complete. 3 quality innings for the Manhattan commit. 44 pitches thrown for the Southpaws. The first pitch to Max Solis Jr. is called a strike. Bottom third of this Wausau order for the fifth time around. The sidearm release on that 0-1, it misses low and out. Gabe Casso into the ballgame to catch for Wisconsin Rapids. Cashel Duggar getting the last 3 innings off, 2 innings or so. Solis Jr., 0-for-1, 4 plate appearances today as that 1-1 slider misses out in the left-handed batter's box. Last time up, Solis Jr., an inning-ending 4-3 double play in the top of inning 6. 3 walks drawn prior to that, scored a run, and got an RBI on his 6-pitch walk in the third. 2-1 pitch in the air, deep left field. Goodbye. Bat flip, no doubt shot. Solis Jr. back-to-back games with a home run against the Rafters, and it is 15-1. It's a 14-run Wausau lead. Still nobody out, and it'll bring up Christian Smith-Johnson. .408 blast. His 8th of the season. Christian Smith-Johnson, 2-for-3, 4 trips to the plate today. Sack fly back in the 3rd inning. Pair of doubles since in the 4th and to lead off the previous frame. First pitch to the right fielder, misses outside for ball 1. Jacob Smoot, 3 innings, 44 pitches, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, no walks and no strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery catches the zone, count evens. Count even on Smith-Johnson, another slider deposited into left center field for a base hit. Josh Opiola made his way to Winterfield just after 5 o'clock today. It showed up outside the ticket office, trying to find his way to the clubhouse and get ready for his Northwoods League debut. So far, 3 batters faced and 3 hits allowed. And Jake Berkland, who has scored 3 different times today, climbs into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Opiola. This is low one outside for ball 1. It'll be Noah Marschke, another new Raptor. The left-hander, another Stevens Point native as well, warming up in the bullpen. The 1-0 pitch to Berkland misses the zone. Count 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0. This is upstairs for ball three. Now 18 hits for the Woodchucks. They lead it by 14 runs here in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Rafters will send 8-9-1 to the plate when we get to the home half of the eighth inning. The 3-0 pitch misses downstairs for ball four. Berkland aboard for the fourth time tonight. And time called by Gabe Casso. He'll head out to the mound to talk it up with Josh Opiola. Back to the top of the order with Vance Shahan. Mound meeting adjourned, and Shahan into the box with a three-hit game. RBI single and scored in the third, also had a two-run single in that eight-run third inning in which the Woodchucks sent 12 to the plate. First pitch from Opiola to Shahan on the outside corner is called a strike. Last time up for Vance, singled in the seventh. Four faced and four on the bags here for Wausau in the eighth inning. Opiola looking to generate a ground ball off the bat of the Lake Worth, Florida native. Instead, an 0-1 liner to right center is down for a knock. Out in front of the gap is Lordoy to cut it off. One run scores. To third is Berkland. Make it a four-hit game for Vance Shahan, and he's driven in four runs. It is 16-1 Woodchucks. Val Cerna Jr. He has reached three different times and has collected two hits today. Mike Spears making his way out to the mound. We'll see if it is a pitching change for Noah Marshke or if it's just time to talk to Opiola, get him composed and calmed down prior to facing the two-hole hitter in Corey Thompson's lineup. And it will be Opiola remaining on the hill to face the Central Methodist University infielders, Val Cerna Jr. RBI single for Val an inning ago, flew out to left in the fifth, also flew out to left to end that marathon of a third inning. Had collected an RBI double earlier in that inning. First pitch to Val Cerna Jr. on the outside corner, a slider that's called a strike out of the hand of Opiola. Four different innings with a crooked number for the visitors this evening. A one in on the hands. One hop to second. Glove by Lloyd flips to second. One McIntosh to first is in time. It is a 4-6-3 double play. Wise of Ben Lloyd to let that one drop in front of him. The twin killing unloads the bags and the score is Berkland. It is now a four-run eighth inning and it is 17-1 Woodchucks. The seventh hitter of the inning is Max Galvin. Infield back to regular depth. The first pitch to the center fielder misses inside. Galvin in the ball game has scored twice. Had an RBI single back in the third and was hit by a pitch to begin the fourth as the 1-0 fouled back off the screen to even the count. Brigham in on deck, Hubbard to follow. Big double play ball turn there from Opiola just to get that confidence back up. The 1-1 delivery misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball two. Yeah. 2-1 pitch, line down the right field line, just foul. It's now two balls and two strikes on Galvin. Galvin has yet to strike out tonight. When he hasn't reached, he's flown out. Twice to left, and in the first to center field in Aiden Teal. Viola set the 2-2. Goes off speed, and it misses off the outer edge. Full count drawn from Galvin. We'll see if Noah Marshke gets put in this inning or if he gets the ninth. The 2-2 is hit in the air to center. Aiden Teal able to battle the lights and camp underneath it to make the catch. 4-run eighth inning.